Hey, all you hot messes, welcome back to another episode of the Hot Mess Teacher Express. This week, we are going to talk about the joys of teaching. Are there any joys in teaching? Is it okay to feel joy? Are we allowed to smile anymore because we're a teacher? You're going to want to stay tuned to hear all about the joys of teaching on this episode of the Hot Mess Teacher Express. All you hot messes, welcome back to another episode of the Hot Mess Teacher Express. I am so happy you are here with me because, listen, I know this is probably the busiest time of year for you. It's the most mind-boggling, crazy, everything's changing, but going back to normal, you're getting into a routine again. You're going back to the classroom. Maybe you're not going back to the classroom. It's a crazy time of year. Or maybe you're celebrating your first August into September where you're not going back to the classroom. So wherever you are, I'm so thankful that you are here and we can all be hot messes together. First couple things, let's do some housekeeping. I used to have a student that came into my room every time and he said, "Housekeeping, I'm here to fluff your pillows." So every time I hear housekeeping, that's what I think of. That's a random story for you. All right. As we slide into the month of like September, what in the world is going on? I wanted to bring up really quick that Teacher Style Box is doing a huge giveaway for 10 teachers. They're giving away 6 months of free clothes. And that giveaway link can be found on their socials and on Board Teachers' socials. I love Teacher Style Box and what they offer because now what they're doing is they're offering different types of clothing rental subscriptions. So you can get up to 6 items in one box now, and it's still unlimited boxes. So that's kind of amazing. That's like, I'm an English teacher, so I can't really do the math real well, but it's a lot of clothes in a month. And when you're done with those styles, you send them back and they get your next box all ready for you. And they send in a little prepaid envelope. You just stuff your clothes right in there and you send it off, okay? And you can send them back or you can buy them for a super discounted price, sometimes up to like 90% off. You can buy these pieces of clothing. And my favorite part of Teacher Style Box is you do not have to wash anything, okay? Laundry? No laundry? Sign me up. And there's a risk-free guarantee for any piece of clothing that maybe you accidentally fell asleep on the couch with some chocolate and it melted all over your white shirt from Teacher Style Box and oops. Those oopsie moments where you get stains on your shirt or skirt or dress, whatever, you can send those back and it's a risk-free. Those things happen. They know you're a teacher and those stains are going to happen all the time because children. So yeah, so make sure that you enter the giveaway and also you can get a free month of Teacher Style Box to see if it works for you by entering the code JESS30 at checkout. So yeah, go check them out. And last piece of housekeeping here is just make sure that you're following the Hot Mess Teacher Express on all of our socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We are going to be doing some interactive episodes over the next few weeks, and I would love to hear from you. And I also love chatting with you guys on there and seeing how you're doing and what you think of the episode. And if you have anything to add, I absolutely would love to hear from you over on the Hot Mess Teacher Express social. So please go give us a follow over there. Today's episode is all about the joys and love of teaching. I'm hoping to bring a little bit of positivity into the world of teaching today. That is my intent, and that is my heart with this episode. I want to put that out there, and I want to make that clear right at the top, because what I'm about to do with this episode could be confused with toxic positivity or manipulation. If you're not in a great mindset with your job right now, mentally, physically, emotionally, and I just want you to know this is not that, because everyone is in different situations of varying degrees of horror or stress. And I am not dismissing those very valid and real situations, but I think there is confusion sometimes with recognizing how hard our jobs are. Often, you know, not because we're making them hard, but because the dum-dums running how the schools are managed are making it hard. But there is a confusion with recognizing how hard our jobs are and not being able to be happy or not having the space to find joy in that because it's hard and we feel like we need to complain about it. And this might be a little bit of a hot take, but it's kind of very trendy right now to hate teaching, whether you're a teacher or you are just a horrible human that doesn't support teachers. Okay, I feel the defensiveness. I feel people starting to get angry. So please hear me out for 1 second. When I'm on the board teacher social media pages, and if you're not familiar with board teachers, they give out and put out content that's relatable for teachers and hoping to make people laugh. And reading the comments of those posts, 80% of the comments are teachers usually laughing through the pain of whatever funny, relatable content was posted, or they share their classroom war stories with each other. And it's kind of like a beautiful community to be able to witness, because most of the time it's very supportive of each other. And then you have about 18% of those comments are trolls, and I have no problem calling them trolls because they're awful, who are not in the classroom and for some reason feel the need to engage with teaching content negatively and tear apart teachers and say horrible, nasty, manipulative things, to which they do get called out by the army of teachers who have handled way worse than them from their middle school students within the first 5 minutes of their day. And then the 2%, it's a quiet 2% of people who are like, you know what? I actually love my job, or I love teaching. And a lot of times those positive sentiments are not supported, but given a sarcastic, good for you, but that's not everyone's position, or, oh, do you need an award? And I get it. I do. Truly, teaching is one of the most agonizing professions that requires you to basically sign over your mind, body, and soul to a sea witch. But there's a reason that we do. And some of you, I think, are waiting for the phrase, remember your why. And no, I am not going to use that manipulative phrase on you. That type of phrase and many others are another episode for another time. But my heart today is meant to show you that you are, were, could be, want to be a teacher for a reason. And it's okay to hate it. It's okay to have bad days, months, years. It's okay to complain. It's okay to throw a tantrum out of frustration because your job sucks and it sucks the living everything out of you. It's okay to be there for the kids and also struggle with finding one human in your classroom that is worth your time that day. And during all that struggle and tears and fight and anger and frustration, it's also okay to feel the good, to be proud of yourself for making a copy that day, for connecting with one student or with all of them. It's okay to do what you need to do to find the joy, even if it's for like 4 seconds. Find that joy in your career as a teacher. It's okay to let the good in every now and again and release those fists and anger and stress and let it roll off you for 1 second within those, like maybe those 4 seconds of joy that you have through the day, and take it in. Take in the joy. It's not going to fix everything and it's not going to make all the worries go away. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is it's okay to feel and recognize the stress and frustration and feel and recognize the good at the same time. I mean, like, easy for you to say, Jess, sitting in your basement podcasting, And you're absolutely right. But I would be lying to you if I said I didn't want to go back to teaching. My priorities and where I find joy, which is my babies and my husband and my family, that can't be found in a classroom right now. I miss teaching all the time. I really do. I believe I was made to teach. I would feel like I was made to be in a classroom to make those connections and relationships with my students. I had great experiences with classes and schools and parents, and some of you have not had a single positive experience with those groups of people. And I am so sorry. I really am. But if you're looking for ways to bring in glimmers of joy, maybe. And again, this is not going to fix all of your problems, but I'm going to share a few ways that I think we can hopefully bring some of the joy back into our teaching days. Because teaching is kind of awesome. Every now and again, it's awesome. All right, my first one is bring back to what kids like to do. I mean, this is not saying like, let the students run your classroom. No, you alone are in charge for sure. But what's stopping us from bringing back normal parts of childhood that are kind of thrown away to the wayside while we test and like move on to the next standard? And it's always like, rush, rush, rush. I got to get through this book. I got to get through these standards. I got to get through all this stuff. Like, maybe just slow down for a second. Make the crafts for the holidays for them to bring home. Write the letters. Read aloud to whatever grade you teach. Listen to a story podcast. And don't do those things to give a test or a quiz or check for comprehension. Just do something together as a class that will make you laugh, cry, or creep you all out, or wonder and just be so enamored with beautiful, artful illustrations. Write letters to friends. Allow them to pass notes in class. If they and you hate being in your classroom, how can we expect anyone to do their best on tests? And again, like, this is not going to fix everything, but
it won't hurt to try.
Maybe you might enjoy that too. Maybe, just maybe. My next tip for you is to promote break days or catch-up days in your classroom. Every now and then, it's important to take time, whether it's 20 minutes or a whole entire class period, to catch up on missing assignments, studying, reading, cleaning out desks or lockers, or to just deal with the stuff that's piled up. These kids are so stressed out with all of the things that they are doing or haven't gotten done, or the mess that their locker is or backpack. Like, it's a lot. And teachers are so overwhelmed with all of the grading and running down and running or like running after missing assignments or lesson planning that they need to do. Like, no, take a break. But some of you are like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. I could never, ever do that, because what if admin came in? Well, if admin comes in and sees that you, as a class community, are taking time to catch up, and you see that admin and you say, hey, come on in, we're all being productive in different ways, what admin is going to go in and be like, stop, stop this right now? No, they won't. I feel like if you are not acting like you got caught doing something wrong, not that this is wrong in the slightest, but act confidently, then there's less likely to be a chance where administrators feel the need to correct the situation. All right, the next thing that maybe we can do to try and find the joy in our classrooms again is stand up for yourself and your priorities. Whether you need a defense for your more maybe like laid back teaching style this year, or maybe it's to advocate for fewer duties, do it. I think we have spent way too much time as educators being doormats and doing the stuff that no one else wants to do, but we do it because it needs to get done. No. That's not happening. Just like you can hate your job and find joy in the same time, you can still be an amazing teacher and colleague while also holding true to your boundaries and recognizing and standing up for your own self-worth. You're pretty amazing. Do you know that? Truly amazing. You show up. You do the hard stuff. You are so strong and resilient. And I want you right now to say out loud, or in your head if it's too embarrassing, that you are amazing. Recognize the good in you and in your life. Recognize that you woke up today, so you might as well be the amazing human that you are. Show it off. If we are constantly frustrated with being taken advantage of or not valued, stand up for yourself. In a respectful manner, be the amazing human that you are by doing your job and leading with kindness and love. Let people see that and let people know that you know your worth, and that worth is non-negotiable. Yay, right? Yay! We're gonna fit. That's gonna fix everything, and you're gonna love teaching this year. Woohoo! We fixed it. But it may help to shift that focus every now and then. I feel like this is the time when we need like some inspirational background music that they play like after like a rousing speech or like sermon at church. I will share this though. My husband teaches high school social studies classes. And when we started dating in 2017, so pre-COVID, when we started dating in 2017, this man loved his job. Like, he's one of those people that you're like, of course you're a teacher. Yeah, that makes sense. Because he's so passionate about teaching and the content he's teaching and connects with his students like no one I have ever seen do before. He lived and breathed education and being a teacher. But last year, he really, really struggled. And that was hard for him to struggle with loving his job because he had that joy. He had that fire. He knew what teaching could be to him. But between students, personal life, pressure, politics, it got really hard to do what he loved to do. And he started his in-service training yesterday, and he came home from his training and said, you know, I'm switching it around this year. He told me that he can't take on fixing all the problems that he can't control. And I think that's important. This broken system in which we teach is not our fault. We teach in a broken system. It's not fair and it's not right. But we cannot fix it. We alone cannot fix it. Standing up for ourselves and the boundaries and the worth that we have may be a way to start or bring light to the way that we should be being treated. That's what we can control. Some of you are carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders and then going in and being the amazing human that you are in your classrooms. I see you. And just because you make it look easy doesn't mean that the burden you're carrying isn't heavy. Recognize and see your strength. If you're in the classroom this year, you're struggling with the burden, put it down for a second and see how truly strong you are. If no one is telling you how strong and amazing and wickedly talented you are, let me. Okay, you are amazing. And that's not meant to manipulate you at all. Because sometimes strength means stepping away from some of that burden for a bit or for forever. Sometimes strength looks like picking it all back up again, recognizing what you've accomplished and what you've done and picking it all back up again. And sometimes the most strong thing you can do is set aside all the struggles and frustrations and situations that you can't control, putting those down and standing up tall and appreciating and loving yourself for what you've done. and what you're going to do. One of my favorite quotes from my favorite Peloton instructor, and she's actually a fellow teacher, Jess Sims, always says this during her workouts: you're allowed to be a work in progress and a masterpiece at the same damn time. And I hope that you know that. I hope that you know that you are allowed to struggle. You're allowed to feel like it's not okay. And also be happy at the same time. And that's absolutely allowed in our jobs. And there's no pressure to do that. If you can't do that, you can't do that that day. And that's okay. Wherever you are at this school year, I hope and pray that you can find the joy wherever you're at, whether it's in a small little something that a student does, or a colleague sees you, you get a compliment, a parent recognizes what you're doing, you get a nice email from a parent that's not berating, like whatever it is, look for that. And hold on to it for as long as you need it. All right. Wow. I hope that my heart came through in that. And I hope that it's not meant to trick anyone into feeling happy. If you don't want to feel happy, don't feel happy. I'm not going to make you. No one's forcing you to be happy. But there are opportunities that we have in our lives that we can take moments of gratitude and gratefulness for what's around us. All right. That is an episode of the Hot Mess Teacher Express. Thank you again so much for being here. Wherever you're at, please go make today amazing. Make the world a better place like I know you are. And we'll see you next week. Bye.